Okay, why don't you turn your Bibles to St. Matthew chapter 24. And we already been up here a little while. We don't pray to be up here a whole lot longer. We'll get a message across. Amen. Everything that we're doing today is not only helping you, it's helping me, amen, to keep my spirit, amen, charged and encouraged along the way. Sometimes you got to bring your own deliverance, bring your own encouragement, encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verses 42 through 44. When you have that, would you say amen? It says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." Verse 44. "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour, as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." And I'm going to ask you to turn right over to the chapter 25 and verse, we'll start reading verse 1. Everybody have that? "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried or delayed, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6, "And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed or made ready their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Verse 10, And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And when they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Verse 11, Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13, our key verse, Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Our message today is be ye ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Be ye ready. Amen. Be ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not only will the Lord come back to the earth and get his people corporately, but the Lord is coming back individual also. Amen. No man knows the day or the hour. People are leaving this earth every day. Nobody leaves here at the same time. It may, on the Lord's return, might be a group of people going up to meet him in the air, but all the same time, he's calling people out of here every day. Amen. We have to make our calling and our election sure. Amen. If you can't think nothing else, you need to think, and I need to think, I want to be prepared to meet my maker. Amen. You need to think about, I don't want to go to hell. Amen. There's enough hell going down here, and I've been through enough hell. But I'm looking to make my calling and election sure. I want to be with my maker, and I'm living every day. We need to live every day like it's your last day. Amen. You need to be ready for the coming of the Lord, not ready for this and that. We get so caught up. If we don't want, this is an hour let's go over here, kind of skip over to another scripture. You don't have to just turn here. In other words, if you're speaking about, it said, as in the days, this is in the 24th chapter 2 of verse 38. You don't have to go there. I'm just reading. It said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Lord. Of the Son of Man be. For as in the days were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that that Noah entered to the ark. Amen. People are so caught up. And if we as saints, if we don't watch it, we would be just like the world, caught up. Not into bad things. You can get caught up into this natural routine things. You can give so much time to other things and less time or no time to the Lord. Amen. And that's why it says, in other words, it says, watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord cometh. It said, but know this, that if he, the good men of the house, had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. If you actually believe the Lord is coming, you're going to live like every day is your last day. You're going to live to please him. Amen. If you really believe he's coming. If people don't really believe the Lord is coming, they live like they want to live. They don't feel like there's nothing. They have no conviction. They don't feel like the Lord is coming. Amen. The Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. Amen. And it's not going to be a thief in the night to those that's watching for him. It's going to be a thief in the night to those that are not looking for him. Amen. A thief that's coming to break in your house, he's not going to say, I'm coming to break in your house tomorrow at such and such time. He's not going to announce himself as going to break in your house. He's just going to break in your house. A thief watches you more than you watch the thief. Amen. People sometimes, they always say, watch your surroundings. Sometimes people watching you all the time. You don't think nobody's watching you. Just go, we don't watch our surroundings. Sometimes we just, you know, we just get so caught up. Amen? The Bible says, watch as well as pray. Now, we relating it to spiritually. You got to watch as well as pray. You can't get so overwhelmed in natural things and give no time to the spiritual things. Because you're not being wise. It's just like those virgins. Amen. I don't want to jump way ahead of myself, but we have to watch as well as pray. Because no one knows the hour or the day when the Lord shall come. Amen. But if we're watchful, if we're, amen, doing the things that God wants us to do, if we're keeping our prayer life, a prayer life is very essential. It's not a pray when you get to church, pray one or two days a week. It's a prayer life. You're supposed to wear it like a garment, a prayer life. It's not here and there. That's why some people have the victory one day. Next day, they don't have the victory. You stay in a prayer life, God will keep you walking in victory. Somebody give God a praise. A prayer life. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen. Can't nobody teach you how to get a prayer life? Can't nobody put a prayer life on you? You have to communicate with the Most High God when on the days you feel like praying, on the days you don't feel like praying. It has to be a part of you. It has to be a part of you. Amen. When you don't do it, you feel like I didn't do something today. I forgot to do that. It should be so obvious that I forgot to pray. Most people don't think about they have to pray till it's time for them to come to church. Some people don't pick up their Bible at all till it's time to come to church. But they do everything else. Amen. I wonder why they on low all the time. Amen. Be almost be like the five virgins who have almost no oil. Can you get in your car and go down the street with no gas? If your car don't have no gas out there, you're not going nowhere. Amen. You don't have that Holy Spirit in you, which is the all of the Holy Ghost. You don't have God's Spirit in you. When he comes back to get you, when I connect with him to pull you, go nowhere. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It said, but know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered him to his house to be broken in two. People, they feel like people are breaking their houses, even in natural houses, and they know there's a lot of that going on. They're going to be sitting ready with their gun. They're going to be sitting ready. Somebody come through that, they're going to get blown to bits and pieces. Amen. And it says, therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. At the time you may think not, it may be your day that God call you out of here. Call me out of here. Or he come back to this world, period. Tomorrow's not promised to you, and it's not promised to me. Who told you you're going to live the whole week? Who told you going to live the whole month? Who told you going to live the whole year? We got to every day make our calling and election and put those things as most important The older saints used to say, the only the things that you do for the God is going to last. And that's true. All this other stuff we do is not going to last. Going to an event, and we like that. It's good to just get away, do a little fellowship time. But some people just get caught up like a child. You don't watch, you get caught up like a child. You just want to play all the time. And don't never spring back to get serious with the Lord. You know, children, they'd like to do that. Oh, we have fun. Every day we have fun. Every day we have fun. They don't even know how to live normal. Today, honey, you're going to rest today. We as saints, we don't watch it. We be so caught up into this world. All we do is doing what we want to do 24-24. Then we come to the Lord. I don't have no strength, Lord. I don't feel like praying. I guess you don't. You ate so many burgers and you did so much of this and so much. I guess you don't. The more you stuff your flesh, you're going to want to eat and just go sit it down and lay it down. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. You don't do no exercise. I was wondering what was going on with me. I said, Lord, I don't know what. For a couple days last week, I got to thinking. I was thinking like, my endurance is usually longer than that. You know, from morning. I'm like, I know sometimes if you don't sleep well, maybe a couple days that week, you might, when you do sleep, you might sleep a little longer, whatever. But if it comes to be like more than normal, I'm like, what is really going on? Why am I going to bed shutting down so early like this? So 2 or 3 days in a week, that's not me. When something that's not, you know, it's not like you, you're like going to notice it. And I got to thinking, oh boy, I forgot I didn't get to do some of my exercise like I normally get to do. I do exercise pretty almost every day, not a lot. I do a few almost every day. It helps, certain things help your endurance throughout the day. And also, not only that, the foods we eat too, and God knows we all like to eat stuff, but the stuff, certain things that don't have no proteins, no vitamins in it for you, it's going to slam you down. All that stuff that you just taste good, most time it'll slam you down. And you in the bed real early. Or you tired real early. And you glued to the seat, can't hardly get up. I'm tired real early. Because what you ate didn't have no vitamins. It didn't have no nutrients in it. You don't have no nutrients. And then you don't exercise either. No exercise, no eating right. You're going to slam down quick. It's a slam dunk. It will. I'd have been there. I know. I'm going like, oh, that's what's wrong. Amen. I said, I was rushing out the house a couple days a week because I was running behind. Didn't get to do my routine exercise. I didn't do too much walking around the community. I just started pointing to people. There. Go there. And especially they moved the desk, too. They moved the desk where people almost see us where we at now. There. I'm used to walking. I said, oh, no wonder. I'm shutting down. I got on that bike yesterday morning before I left the house. And then when me and my sister went somewhere later on, we said after we eat, we going somewhere. We going to go somewhere, a walk. I tell you, Sister Joanne, I didn't almost get to bed until about 1 o'clock. Can y'all believe it? I almost got to bed because I was getting my stuff ready, getting things ready. I wasn't sleeping for some reason. Maybe it was the ice cream and the cookies or something was keeping me warm. I wasn't sleepy. I said, that's a big change from 9 o'clock all the way to 1 o'clock. I can't seem to get sleep. Wow. Wasn't tired either. And I had a lot of energy. They might have to burn all the sugar up or something. I don't know. Tell them myself, too. But it's all right. Burn it up. Amen. I said, wow. And I kept thinking, it's probably sleep good. I said, ooh, I got a bad habit when I'm go to bed too late. I be like, oh, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 hours and I got to get up. I remember Sister Angie used to tell me a long time. She said, stop doing that, girl. Don't do that. I would tell her, I said, girl, you got 6 hours. She said, don't do that, Pat. I don't want to hear that. They didn't make her think. I think like, I'm like, boy. So I'm just thinking like, you know, the things that kind of lost, what got away from my thought a little bit. But it's like, God would keep us, amen, alert and aware and keep us ready. We'll be alert enough to be ready that we won't let the enemy come in on us. Amen. You got to watch. You have to watch as well as pray, you know, and then we're talking about the coming of the Lord right here, but also you have to watch. If you watch and be up on things before they occur in your life, you can be up on a lot of stuff. Amen. Amen. You can be up on a lot of stuff and watching in prayer, but the Bible is speaking about watching and being ready. Therefore, be ready in such an hour as you think not. You never know when God is going to come and take any of us. Amen. And you never know when God wants to come and speak to you to help somebody. If you're not, amen, if you all shackled down with a lot of natural things, amen, no room for the Spirit, God can't speak to you and say, I want you to pray for this person. God can't speak to you and say, I want you to do that. You know, people are actually getting tired of going to churches. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm saying people are actually, because I would be tired, they're actually getting tired of going to churches, amen, and they're feeling the same way when they leave. Somebody give God a praise. Going to church feeling like, he's like, what am I going to church for? Is God real? The devil, I'm going to make you, is God real? Where's God at? Amen. 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 So the Lord wants us to watch as well as pray. And then he wants us to be alert. Be up on the alert. Amen. Watch how you walk before the Lord. Watch, you know, ponder your steps. Amen. Amen. Ponder the places you go, the things you do, and the things you say. Give God some of your time. Don't just be like a little child. Like, so just turn, somebody say, just turn them loose. They're just going to have a fun. They're going to have fun, a great time. Turn them loose. They're going to have fun at CC's Pizza. Turn them loose. Fun, fun, fun. Sometimes we as saints, we don't watch it. We get caught up in the fun. Nothing wrong with having fun. Nothing wrong with, amen, enjoying yourself. But you got to stay in balance where you can come back and say, now it's me and God's time. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Because God might have that answer that you need while you having fun. Amen. Amen. So take some time out to let glory to God. Have you enjoy yourself, but best stay in balance. Remember, we're not children. We're God's children, but we're not little bitty children. Amen. We stay in balance. Amen. We can't play all the time. Have fun over here. Amen. When you get back over here, get over there and help somebody. Tell somebody about the Lord. How many people do we tell on a regular every day about the Lord? Nobody. Most times we don't tell nobody about the Lord. Well, I don't see nobody tell. Maybe if your mind was the way it should be, God would put somebody across your path. He probably know you don't have nothing to say to him no way, so he'll put nobody across your path. Most times if we got something to say, child, you don't know the trouble I see. Amen. Then you put all your influence and all your burdens upon somebody else, and then they got yours and theirs too. Amen. Amen. I was listening. Me and my sister was out yesterday, and we ran into a family member on my son's side of family with his cousin. And we was glad to see her. We had a nice conversation and stuff. But I was just thinking, and some people, they don't mean no harm. Some people just been through whatever they've been through, and they help. They just almost like claim it like it's a gift. All the sickness and disease, you know, I got this, and they, you know, I got that, and I don't know why I said this. I know Sister Joanne probably could have said, why did she say that? I said, well, you know, my sister been going to a few things. They say, what you got? What you got? I thought about it later. I said, they didn't mean no harm, but that's how people do that. Like, it's a gift. Like, have you got what we got over the last, you know, what's the name of yours? What is it? Sister Joanne, she was wise. She said a little bit, but she's backed away from it too. See, when you're walking by faith, you can't be sick with that stuff too long. I seen that, and I said, why did I say anything? I'm praying along for my sister. No, God, I didn't mean no harm, Lord. But she was this going on. You know what I'm saying? You be around people this fellowship and talking about. She meant well. She was naming diseases I never heard of. I said, what's that? Then I said, Sister Joanne said too. She said, I can't even tell you what it was now myself. Some of y'all might know every disease in here. Probably know. I don't know. I work out that community. I see it on paper and everything. I don't want to know too much about it. The lady was up there. She didn't mean no harm. She was saying, this is an older lady. She said, I bought these little ribbons today because this is breast cancer month, and I used to have cancer, so I said, well, that's a blessing, you don't have no more. She said, so I want y'all to come and, you know, get one of these little ribbons. I said, I hope she didn't get offended, man. I ain't think about them ribbons. I don't mean no harm, nothing like that. God bless. I don't mean no harm. Wherever this go in the world, dog, anybody breast cancer patient, God bless you. I'm glad God delivered you from it. And I pray, God, that we all be free from it. Amen. But it's not like I'm going to pick up a gift. And she had a lot of pretty ones over. She said, make sure you know, get one. I didn't say anything. You know, I didn't want to offend or nothing. But this lady yesterday, she was talking about, young lady, she was talking about some kind of disease that she got way back years ago, where the infectious breathing is the something that was in the air that a lot of people got it. Some people got it, don't even know they have it. And it was on the west side or whatever. We did. Oh. Oh, God, help me. It was on the west side over there, in Hallville, somewhere over that side. That's where Wake lived at, too. I said to myself, I ain't trying to go backtrack and see if I got nothing. I breathe fine. Devil is like, nothing wrong with my breathing. She said, that's why I'm so swelled up, because I have to go and get this fluid off of me all the time. And said, I have to get this fluid off of me all the time. And I had that way long time, and it does something to, then she started mentioning something else. I said, "Ooh, she got a lot of stuff going on with her." Amen. But it's like people, sometimes that's the way that they think. They don't mean no harm. They don't know Jesus. And they have nobody talking to them by faith. If you know what? If you don't have faith in your life and have somebody talking to you by faith, you will soon be out of here. Guys, somebody ain't praying for you. You can be soon out of here. Because faith will keep you against the grains. Faith will find a way. Faith will bring healing to your body. But you sit there and you have nobody. Bible said faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. What are you hearing? A bunch of what people got, sick and disease? Or what are you hearing? Nobody never talks faith. You don't hear faith being preached in your assembly. You don't hear faith. You don't hear stuff to pull you up. You don't hear nothing. You got to go get it yourself to believe God. Amen. I got offer over there, but it's all good. That helps helpful too. But we're going to get back to the being ready for the coming of the Lord. It said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, went forth to meet the Lord. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil. Now you're going to take a lamp and no oil. You're going to get in the car with no gas. 5 of them were wise. 5 were foolish. They were foolish, took lamps and put oil in them. So they want to be able to see their way to meet the bridegroom. How was the foolish ones expected to see in the dark? No oil. But they were so caught up. That's what I'm saying. Like paying like little children, so caught up in doing mandating things, doing what they want to do. They weren't preparing for the coming of the Lord. We need to prepare for the coming of the Lord now. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took lamps and took no oil. I mean, not a drop of oil. That's foolish. And the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They were wise. And while the bridegroom tarried, like the bridegroom, the Lord, he delayed his coming. It was delayed. And they all slumbered and slept. Bridegroom hadn't came, so everybody just slumbered and slept. Like people say today, the Lord has delayed his coming. He ain't coming. They've been saying that 2,000 years. The Lord ain't came back yet, so they keep on doing their sins. They keep on doing whatever they want to do. That's what people are doing today. Verse 6 says, and at midnight there was a cry made. Somebody cried and say, behold, the bridegroom. There's a bridegroom. There's the Lord. He's came. Go ye out to meet him. Verse 7 said, then all of the virgins rose. Remember, there was 10. All of them rose and trimmed their lamps. In other words, they began to make ready their lamps to go meet the bridegroom. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. They were foolish, wasn't they? They thought they was going to get oil from the wise. Give us your oil. I'm just thinking like, you crazy. Give us your oil, for our lamps are going out. Your lamps was never on. You didn't have no oil in them. We ain't going out. You lying. You didn't have no oil in them. It said, but the wise answered, saying, not so. Lest there be enough for us. If we give you ours, we're not going to have enough for us. That's why they were wise. They still was being wise. They would have been foolish if they would have gave that to the unwise. It said, here's what the wise told me. He said, but you go rather to them that sell and buy. Go get you some. Because you ain't getting mine. Amen. In other words, I'm just going to put this in my own way. In other words, I'm praying and seeking the Lord and fasting and reaching out to God. I'm trying to keep myself safe. You're not going to make me lose out. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to lay a hold on eternal life. I'm going to keep moving forward. You're not going to make me trip up. Nobody's not going to make me. I'm not going to let you, devil, trip me up. I'm going to keep my focus on the Lord. The Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Because at the end of the day, your mama and your daddy and your sister and your brother will not be able to stand in your stead and speak up for you in the day of judgment. You can't speak up for your children. You can't say, Lord, you know, Lord, don't send them to hell. Don't let them go to hell. You know what? You can't talk up for them when they old enough to talk up for themselves. God's it's going to require of their own self. Just like you are going to have to stand before God before the judgment. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, in other words, in the foolish, verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in to the marriage. They went on to be with the Lord. And the door was shut. How many know when God shut a door, it's shut? I said, when God shut a door, it is shut. And when God opened up a door, it's open. But once God shut a door, amen. I don't care if it's somebody trying to get in. I don't care if you want to try to help them get in. They can't get in. Amen. Verse 11 said, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord. Now here come the other virgins after they done went to buy some oil. They come, like they see the door shut. They're asking the Lord, let us in. The ones that didn't have no oil in their vessels. Let us in, Lord. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Amen. And verse 13, somebody said, why come he didn't have mercy? Let them in. They had the opportunity to get in at the time they did. They didn't take advantage of it. Like people have an opportunity to be saved right now. Don't take advantage of it. God even promised them like a cat, nine lives. He haven't promised them, I'm going to give you nine different chances, you know, to get it together. If you hear the gospel once, you better be thankful to hear it, and you better take advantage of it. He's not promising you to hear the gospel five, six times. Maybe some may, but no, you can't bank on it. It said, verse 13, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Be ye ready. We wound it on up. Amen. Be ye ready. For a time where you think not, the Son of Man, Son of God will come. Amen. Amen. And we're seeing a lot of events going on now. And some things we're taking lightly. Some things we're taking for granted. You know, it's kind of easy if you don't watch it to take things lightly when it's not happening to you. Can I get another amen? I say we don't mean no harm. None of us. Myself, you. It's kind of easy just to take things kind of for granted or likely when it's not happening to you. It's just like when people, they, you know, their whole life been disrupted because of a hurricane or a storm or something event that's made their whole one thing like that has turned their whole life in another direction. Amen. Amen. I was just thinking this. See, this little small within my dwelling. I was thinking like, Lord, you know, a lot of times we put emphasis on what we have. We put emphasis on our livelihood. And we do. We work hard for it. Of course, you know, you want to have a nice home, nice car, nice job, nice everything. You want to keep your stuff well. So, you know, sometimes some people, they go through a lot of pains just to keep their stuff nice, you know. Some people get nice stuff and then in the next minute look like it ain't even... It's not even nice. They don't take care of it. But people that take care of their stuff, that, you know, they go through a lot of pains to keep their stuff nice and things like that. But it's like one hurricane or something that can wipe everything out, and you have none of that. You have nothing but you. Amen. Even if you have you, because some people actually lose their lives. But it's a lot events going on. This one storm, and I don't know. I said, Lord, they've got all these names for these. I'm sure maybe these names mean something. They got all these names for them, these storms and things. I mean, it looks like they are welcoming, worshiping, asking, please send us a storm or something. Every time there's another one coming, so and so coming, they're getting ready for it. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't get ready for it, but it's like they're conjuring them up or something. I don't know. It's like they just, you know, at the one come, okay, here come Curtis, the storm, Curtis, Sandy, somebody, they got names for them. I don't want them to have my name on them. They like they welcome, come on, David, come on, Star David Storm, come on. This all these storms, like they calling them or something, from their bits or something, I don't know. You see the storms. You see, you know, this over the shooting and all that. And just think about it. We really think about it. From this year, last year, this year, even before then, there's some awful shootings that have taken place last year. It's awful events. The people got killed in churches. Just think about it. Some of us can't recall. We got to think hard, think about it. Oh, yeah, that did happen. Because it happened so rapidly. So I'm just saying, there are different events, but these are all leading up to the coming back of the Lord. These events. And then, you know, it's just more things, more and more and more. People doing dumb stuff. As soon as you turn the TV up, people doing this stupid stuff. You know, so it's just constant something going on all the time. All these events are pointing to the coming of the Lord. And we need to follow what the Word is saying and live every day like it's our last day, and live right, and do what's pleasing in the sight of the Lord, so we can escape those things. The Lord said that we can escape those things that are coming on the face of the earth. And the Lord said if he didn't shorten the days, would no flesh be saved? God is shortening the days, whether it looks like it or not. I'm not talking about daylight saving time, but I'm talking about God is shortening the days. If he didn't, some of us wouldn't even make it. We're here, but we better thank the Lord that we're here. We better look to his heels from what's coming our help, that we be able to stay in our right minds. The people, they got really a lot of disorders in this world. You got people driving behind vehicles. You don't know if they're a maniac. You don't know what they're just almost driving to you. It's crazy people out here. Amen. And just cut right in front of you, just like that. You know, you be thanking the Lord. Lord, I thank you because I didn't see it coming. I'm glad the man didn't hit my car. You know, it's a lot of things going on here. But what are the church doing? The church world as a whole. I'm not talking about the world ministry. I'm the church all over. What are we doing? We don't even know our head from our toe anymore. We done got off track. The conviction is not in the house of God anymore. That's why people don't get saved like they should. They just come and join a church. They don't get baptized in Jesus' name with the Holy Ghost like they need to, like they should be most time anymore. Because it's just like no conviction in the church, because the people that in the church, they're cutting up worse than the people on the outside of church. They into just as much sin on the inside of church, they're outside of church. They're doing all kinds of stuff. But God has got people that he's raising up that, amen, will speak his oracles and hold up the blood-stained banner. Amen. You have to save yourself and them to hear you. You got to keep your conviction yourself. I don't care what they're doing over here. You got to keep your conviction the way God wants you to live right. Amen. Amen. So you can keep yourself walking right. Well, you can save them. They hear you also. Amen. We're just pretty much done here, but we're speaking about be ye ready for the coming of the Lord. And how we can be ready, and we've talked earlier, is just keep in communion, keep good communion with him. Can anybody else do your homework for you? Can anybody pray your prayers for you? Can anybody get your breakthroughs for you? Keep tight with the Lord. Keep tight with him. Amen. He'll help you through everything. Amen. And can I get a witness? I said that some people don't know that because they didn't keep it tight with him. Keep tight with the Lord. He'll help you with everything. You can't keep tight with him when you're playing with toys all week long. Like you give a child a toy. You don't play with toys the whole week long. That's why sometimes God don't. It's not that he don't want us to have things. Some things he doesn't give us until we develop and mature. Sometimes you might not even, you may want a spouse. You might not get a spouse just right away. Some people would never probably backslide to get a spouse. Some people would be so caught up, they won't have no time for the Lord. Some things will take people away from the Lord. It's not supposed to. That's why sometimes you wait for a while before you get it, because it takes you away. You lose your conviction. You start being all into that. Even on these jobs and stuff, if you don't watch it, your job become your Lord. You'll be so into that. Some people get so into the job, they only come to church. You get so caught up, and you need the Lord, honey. And I need the Lord. If you ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. I don't know about you, but I know I can't simply make it without the Lord. I haven't just tried to figure out. I have discovered that in my life. I don't know about you. And until you really understand you cannot make it without the Lord, you're gonna keep being interacting heavy with other things more than God. But when you actually come to the point like, I just really can't live this life. Have me know, I don't care if you've been baptized 12 times in Jesus' name and been filled with the Holy Ghost. It's going to take the Spirit of God to show you how to live this life, how to walk this walk, how to talk this talk on a regular. Because if God don't help you on a regular, you'll do it good today and you'll be thrown off the next day. God is the one to help you stay on track. So whoever you put the most of your time to, that's where your help is coming from. If you put more of your time to monies and things and natural things, that's where you're going to get your substance from. You put more of your time into the things of the Lord, that's when you're going to be an overcomer. That's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said he'll add these other things to you. He didn't tell you to seek after nothing. He didn't tell you to seek after things first. Because when you seek after things first, you're going to keep running after things and you don't have no time for the Lord. But if you seek God first, God will add the things. And you say, Lord, I need a husband. Lord, I need a wife. Lord, I need a car. He's going to help you maintain and get these things. But if you don't spend no time with him, amen, you're not going to get God's best either. And you get things and things will take you out of here. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God praise. Somebody stand. We done. Somebody just worship him right now. We're done. Can I hear you out there thanking the Lord? Keep staying balanced. Amen. Stay in balance. That means I got God on this side. I take care of my business on that side, but I'm not getting so caught up. I'm not going to be a foolish virgin. I'm going to be a wise virgin. I'm going to keep all burning in my vessel. I'm going to keep the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, burning in my soul. Glory to God. I ain't going to go bankrupt and just go buck wild. Amen. I have no time for the Lord. I'm going to give God my time. Amen. I'm going to give God some of my time because I realize the only things that I do for him is going to last. I realize at the end of the day, amen, and you have to realize at the end of the day that when I need help, he's the only one who can really help me. How many know God is your Father, which art in heaven? Amen. How many know, glory to God, how he's your help and he's your strength? Glory to God. How did David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh all my help. All my help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And David said in another psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Glory to God. He's my God. Hallelujah. He's my strong tower. Glory to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. In other words, I'm going to keep cool, and I'm going to keep in harmony. I'm going to keep strong with the one that can help me. Glory to God. Somebody just worship him and just wave your hands to him. Thank him. Thank the Lord for what he said to you today. Thank him for what he spoke in his word. Thank him. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, say, Lord, I sure do thank you. Sometimes we need to get serious to just saying like a child, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We need to say, Lord, I sure. It just comes from your heart. Lord, I sure do thank you. I've learned how to say that to the Lord more like that. Sometimes I get real serious. I say, Lord, I sure do thank you. Can nobody simply do me, Lord, like you can? Can nobody help me? Don't nobody understand me? People don't understand you, you know, but that's all right. If people don't understand you, God understands you, and he'll get it to the point where people understand you. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise.